evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. in the Blue Lanterns Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. No ship parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 19th at 7 o'clock at Dodge Pat Northern Mark Community Center, 106 College Street, Brooklyn, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.bluewheelarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
2-0-1, still giving. Yep. Double-blowing to you. Good evening.
KC2NBU.
Might be weather related, but let's see, Dan and John and Kathy, you guys had a lot of static. I don't know if I do. Ray, you sounded pretty good, so I don't know if it's all the rain we're getting in the weather, but anyway, we'll give it a shot here. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Yeah, it could be the weather. I was receiving the repeater really well, but had rain here a couple of times.
All right, Dan. Well, I didn't copy a lot of that, but some of it. So, I think it's probably just the conditions. All right, well, have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, WA2U, John, good evening, what's up?
Okay, WA2, well, I popped it up on high power, so this is all you get, 50 watts or whatever. But, it was static, probably with the antenna or something, so. Didn't do a whole lot today. Say good evening, everyone on frequency. Went out and rolled a couple logs around, and it's a little bit humid and warm. I said, well, it's going to cool off a little bit, so there you go. So they can wait a day or two. So I came back inside, and I was talking earlier with PETA, and the programming our RM2050 MERS radio. So got a couple channels with PL, ENCODE, DECODE, a couple DCS channels, so it's five channels. It's kind of neat. Kind of a microphone, so that'll come in handy around here. Less buttons to poof up than FRS radio. And had a good weekend, listened to a lot of music Saturday evening and Sunday morning, and enjoyed that. So we wait all year for this weather, and it's the temperature. I've decided it's not really the temperature, it's the humidity, but it's probably great for the garden. It's amazing. We had some peepers that were out there, and I thought they were in the living room. It was kind of nice. It makes you feel like summer's already here. Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you. And hopefully you're able to copy us here. Say 7-3 to all of us at WATU.
Alrighty. Yeah, the cars does seem to be responding well. Tell you that out of mind anyway. We just got a lot of stuff planned. It was supposed to get some cool warnings here coming up here, a couple of them, but well, we'll see. says that I've yet been bit by a frost in the spring, but it could happen. We'll see. All right. Thanks, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on?
Well, Jeff, we're down to 65 degrees, and it's still raining, and it's still windy. Usually on a warm night like tonight, you can't get the cats in, but golly gee whiz, they just about knocked me over when I opened the door. So, you know it's bad out there when the cats don't even want to be out. So. Yeah, they, on high power, the signal is a lot better. I'm on a handheld tonight. But, almost every, the first three check-ins were all noisy.
Roger, yeah, John's on a lot better on high power. It's just the way it is right now up there. Probably from the weather, something going on with that. There's a lot of storms blowing through. So. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. Catch up with you later. Okay, 2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's up?
KC2YXN here. Well, good evening, Jeff, and all of those who've checked in this evening. Yep, we really, really needed that rain, so that was good. And went to a garden club meeting. We're having a plant sale this Saturday across from the Poland Library, so that'll be good. And that's about it. We're real glad to see the rain and the temperatures drop. I don't do good in the hot weather. But thanks, Jeff, for doing the map, and I'll send it back to you, KC2YXS.
Oh, yeah, we really needed that rain, that's for sure. Not a lot, but it's better than what we had, and kind of takes the edge off as far as fires go anyway. And we've had a pretty good rain here in Boonville for a little bit. I'd say the last few hours it's been raining on and off, so maybe I'll take it. Less watering in the garden I have to do. Alright, thanks Kathy. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
KD2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, you're pretty noisy out there. Everybody else is kind of having the same problem. You can pump up the power. Please do. What's going on? We lost your signal there, Pete. We caught just like a little bit of what you were saying there, and then you were out.
KC2WI. I'm on the other radio with the J-pole. I don't think there's any more power out of this radio. Hopefully that's better. I wonder if we have some kind of a problem up at the jack with the receiver. I should be full quieting with that other radio and antenna. I think it's 35 watts. It's a dipole. It's up above the roof of the house. So I don't know. That one I did have problems with. The SWR was high, and I had to run the radio on low power, but I fixed it last week, and as far as I know, everything's good. It's not a real high power radio, but I'm not that far away either. So. Yeah, I left Lake Pleasant this afternoon instead of this morning as originally planned. Did some work, emails, and this and that and the other thing. And at 3 o'clock, I don't know, 3 o'clock maybe, I can't remember exactly. I drove through some real heavy rain on the way down and saw some pretty good lightning out in front of me and all that. But West Canada Creek doesn't look all that high, and neither did the Black River at Forest Port. You know, there's water coming over the dam, but not that much. So we haven't had enough rain to really crank the water table up much. And we need some more, I guess. Now, I don't care that we have massive thunderstorms, but, you know, some more rain is good. I think we're going to get it the next day or two. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, you heard all the radio sounded better. And, yeah, everybody's having an issue, I think, pretty much, you know. So there's probably something going on up there. Yeah, I hear you on the water. A couple of thunderstorms isn't going to amount to much, but it does look like the forecast says we're going to get, you know, rain on and off here for the next at least couple of days, and the temperature is going to drop down a bit. But she's the canal here in town. You can almost walk across it pretty low. So I'd be looking forward to some rain here. Usually, though, when you have these springs with not a lot of rain, it usually helps out with the black flies. We'll have to wait and see if that's actually the case. All right, Pete. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
M5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
M5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Everyone on the frequency this evening, M5AOW. Busy day today. I got working on replacing some of the windows on the front porch. Got two of them cleaned up and trimmed and in place. So you can, well, adjust it, I'll put it that way. And in place, I got to trim them out, anchor them, seal them up tomorrow. Then I'll probably, if the weather is good, get at the other five and get that done. I had older ones on the front porch, but never get to the point where I've repaired them a couple of times, and they get shaky, you know, and they had the glazing on them, and glazes falling apart, and some of the glass is not so good. Not cracked at all, but just not looking good. So I thought that'd be one of the projects that I'd work on today. Nice day, and accomplished quite a bit. Took me quite a while to do it. I had some adjusting and some repairs and whatever to do in order to get what I needed done. So anyway, with that, I'll turn it back to you. The one thing I was curious about, am I coming through clear? Maybe I've got an antenna problem or something here. Pardon me. N5AOW back in that control.
You're coming through crystal clear, just like always.
Okay, Jeff, good. Glad to hear that. All right, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening, and everyone else aboard. N5AOW.
All right, Bill, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, just been working today, kind of taking it easy. I've been doing a lot of landscaping work around the house lately. So today I just concentrated on regular old work and let the bones rest in the office chair. I missed the net there last night. We went out to, took my wife out to dinner for Mother's Day, as I'm sure a lot of other people did. And it was a late one, so I think that's about it. We got a bunch of stuff planted here over the weekend. Got the garden, a lot of it planted. Mostly we try to concentrate on just the stuff that you can put underground and not worry about frost, but we did also plant some peppers and tomatoes in there. Not a lot. We don't plant a lot of them anyway every year anymore. So I figure if the frost gets them, you know, for a few bucks, I can put some more in. And, it won't be a huge loss. But it's like the five rows of potatoes we put in. So anyway, that's about it. I'm getting some yard work done. So. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Go ahead, Pete.
Back to the other radio. I was out all weekend, and boy, I love this. We always have this, you know. It is always, almost every year. We have this pre-summer before the leaves are out and all that. And well, of course, I noticed a huge difference between when I left here Thursday at 5:30 and when I got back here today at whatever, you know, the leaves are out and my little crab apple trees got all purple, you know, yellow, pinkish blossoms on it, and all. I didn't notice a huge difference between then and when I left up in the, you know, in the Adirondacks. I mean, as far as getting things getting really green, a little some, but no bugs. As of when I left, you know, here and there are spots, but the black flies aren't out. Mosquitoes are not out, generally speaking. I think that's over with now that we've got the rain. I think you're right there, but boy, was it nice. And also, amazingly, no people. I couldn't believe it. For as hot as it, nice as it was all weekend, virtually nobody out, no boats, nobody out on the lake, nobody out hiking, which is fine with me. But anyway, I think the next time you go out anywhere, when it gets warm, I think we're, you know, our pre-bud season is over.
Yeah, most likely. They were starting to pop out at the camp when I was up there last week, right there towards the end around Thursday. I noticed they were getting starting to swim around the head a little bit. So I hope it won't be, well, we'll see. There's nothing we can do about it anyway, so we'll see what it's like when they come out. Hopefully, whatever season there is for black flies, it'll be quick. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service now, return the frequency right around with you. So I'd like to thank Dan, John, Ray, Kathy, Pete, and Bill for checking in tonight. And say 73 to those listening in. KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help, please.
Fire Mayo Number, good evening, Jack.
This is WA2U, good evening.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Okay, very good. I welcome and acknowledge N5ALW, hello Bob. WA2U, hello John, and Kathy as well. N2WBX, good evening Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Additional stations for ARC-10, with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
K DC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.